goes basically hand in hand, which we normally don't talk about notes. Trey's encouraging time is his encouraging time. Luke chapter 2 this morning, guys. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know why I started sweating this morning so bad, Larry. But I got it kicking. I trust me. It just sometimes I just get hot. Is it? Yeah, there we go. Thank you. I was so encouraged last Sunday, and I hope you were too. I was so proud of Miss Carolyn and the job she did on her Annie Armstrong. She works really hard on that. You know, my last person I saw coming in last Sunday was Luke Taylor. And he was walking. I was standing here, and I don't know what made me look at it, but Luke's got kind of a swagger when he walks. His son's got it too. Now, if y'all ain't seen little John Luke walk. But Luke looked, and he was like, where do I sit? I know that's what went through his mind. He didn't have to say a word. I was watching his face. And he was like, and then he was like almost looking for his family. Like, I don't even know where my family is. I mean, there's so many people, I can't find them. Am I right or wrong? I'm a little bit right because I was reading your face. I was watching you. That was so good to see that. I went and saw our chairman of the deacons yesterday and had him confirm it too. You ever seen that many people up on the hill that Sunday morning? No. It wasn't. There was a big crowd. I don't know how many, but about 45 wide and about 5 deep. I could have used a PA system. Yeah, there was a lot of people. And sometimes seeing the crowd last Sunday, I admit I get amped up. I do. Leslie does too. We share it. We get excited about Jesus, and we're supposed to. And yes, I do miss some of the small details. I don't have it all pinned down. I'll be honest, guys. I'm about as real as it gets. But it did my heart so good last Sunday, and I hope it did yours too. Maybe it was being back together as one. We've been through a lot this past year. We have. Every church has, not just us. Every church has been through a lot. And I told y'all a couple of weeks ago what had happened when I got a phone call from the, State Baptist saying, well, most people are down 40, 50%. How are you doing? I mean, I'm not seeing that, but we adapted to the needs of our church is what we did. It wasn't never our intention to stay at 2 services, but we did what we felt led to do by God and be able to adapt to make people feel safe coming to church. If we did not have, we would not have done that, we would have been down 40 to 50%. Because there was just as many people in the first service as there was the second service. It was always about an even number. It was about a straight run. So it never was. And you know the old saying, what is it? Let Baptists vote with their feet, right? Leslie, if they're going to show up, they're going to support it. Now, you throw food in the mix, well, I'll be there. But you get what I'm getting at. That's why a lot of times we are all ministers for Christ. Amen? We are. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 4 through 6 says, you don't have to flip there, I'm just reading. Such confidence we have through Christ before God. Not that we are competent ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God. He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant. not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. There's not a single one of us in God's house that are perfect. But together, we're strong. Together, we want to glorify God in all we do. Be in prayer. There are several things that are happening in our church right now. With nursery coming back, with children's church, there are several things that we are trying to get going. Please be in prayer about how God would lead you as far as helping in any situation. Be in prayer about it. I'd like for Luke Taylor to walk in here every Sunday morning and have that look on his face. It'd do my heart good. I'd be watching for it. The look of, where am I going to sit? What, that guy's in my spot. Do I go tell him to move? Y'all know what I'm talking about. I know how y'all are. I can tell if you're here or not by where you're sitting. Y'all know. Susie, there's always room, but let's look this morning together as God's people, and let's look at Peter's first sermon together, and let's think about for a minute what basically what we're happening is we're the week after Easter, the same place we are right now 2,000 years later, right? We're the week after Easter is where we're at. So let's open up with God's word, and I'll catch you up here in just a minute, but what basically I want to tell you, the Holy Spirit has just came at Pentecost, okay? Holy Spirit's just rested on them. They're all in different languages. They're in their tongues. It gives it all right there in 2, going down 1 through 12. The church is coming alive right now, and Peter and these disciples, they're all right there together. Let's open up right there, 2:14, okay? Peter addresses a crowd. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews, all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No. This is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. May God bless the reading of his word. Ever so powerful. Let's open up in prayer. Father God, as we come to this time in our service, Lord, we just want to glorify you, God. That, Lord, that we see your words. Lord, we want to take them to heart, Father God. We want them to apply it to our lives, Lord. So, Father, we can be ready for the situations that Trey talked about, God, that we can be ready to stand for you exactly how we're supposed to. And we pray, God, that you'll give us the words that you would say, God, because we want to bring honor to you, not to us, Lord, but you. We want to glorify you in all that we say and do. We see the example, Father God, of the first church and what the disciples were going through, Lord. I couldn't imagine that first meeting after you had left. And Father, you stayed right there with them. Lord, you stay like there with us, Lord, when you help us throughout our days, God. When you protect us, Lord, when you watch over us. Lord, us as a church, God, we just want to glorify you. That, Lord, you'll bless us. Maybe we'll grow a little bit. Maybe we'll just become more quality, Father God, for you. Maybe we'll grow closer to you, and we'll do it together, Lord. Father, not a single one of us are perfect, Lord. Only you are. And Lord, we know that the last days they're upon us. That we need to be, Lord, drawing near to you. Although our society tells us that we need to be apart, Lord, all we want to do is draw near to you. Father, you be with us, Lord, and may everything we say and do bring you honor. Lord, we love you and we thank you, and these things I ask in your precious name. Amen. As we get ready, there were several things there that happened. First of all, going into that new church, Holy Spirit just came. But if you back up just a few weeks right there, do you remember? You remember Thomas and how he doubted that he'd have to see the holes in the hands and put his fingers into his side, that he would have to do those things before he would actually believe? Do we find ourselves today not going all in? Are we guilty of that a little bit? I have never played poker in my entire life. I don't even know how to play the game. I don't. I like card games, but I do like Phase 10, Go Fish, Uno. I can do stuff like that, but don't deal me in at the poker table. Now, how do I know about it? Because I like watching Westerns and stuff. And I've seen them use the phrase, going all in. You ever heard that? Going all in. I'm going all in. Well, that's good and all. I would never do that because I don't know how to play poker, but I think it's time Jesus is telling us to go all in. He's telling us to get ready. When Peter, right here, when you look at what the first church went, look at how Peter quotes Scripture in his first sermon. He quotes Scripture. 23 says, this man was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge. And you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him on the cross. They searched the Scriptures, is what the disciples did. We know that, first point, they were skeptical. They broke bread in Jesus' memory. They searched the Scriptures. They took care of one another. They invited others into the fellowship of the church. Look at what Peter tells them right there. Fellow Israelites, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day. Meaning that David was still right there with his tomb, but Christ was taken up. He ascended into heaven, just like God's word said. He said, but he was a prophet and knew that God had promised him an oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was to come, he spoke of the resurrection and the Messiah, that he was abandoned to the realm of the dead, nor did his body see decay. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of it. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured out what you now see and hear. For David did not ascend to heaven, and yet he said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Matthew 22:43 actually backs this up right here. When it says the Lord said to my Lord, David's actually talking about Jesus right there. Matthew 22, you can hold your spot. I'm going to flip back real quick. I want to read this part to you. It's just a few verses. Matthew 22, 43 said right there, he said, it was titled, "Whose Son is the Messiah?" Starting at 41, it says, "While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, 'What do you think about the Messiah? Whose son is he?'" Talking to the Pharisees. "The son of David," they replied, he said to them. Jesus answered, "How is it then that David, speaking by the Spirit, calls him Lord? For he says, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' If then David calls him Lord, how can he be his son?" Well, no one could say a word in reply, and from that day on, no one dared ask him any more questions. Why do we, as God's people, a lot of times question? Why do we get so used to the routine of things that it clouds us? A lot of times it does, guys. A lot of times we need to be open. I've started watching a little series, and I know Miss Theresa watches it. We've talked about it one time, but it's called The Chosen. Has anybody seen this? It's on Pure Flix. I've kind of gotten, but I'm in the beginning of it, and I've enjoyed watching them. And there's a key moment in one of the scenes, and they talk about it too, where Peter is right there beside Jesus, and Jesus tells him, he says, "Well, that's not the way," anyway, I'd have to remember the exact words, "but that's not the way we do it." And Jesus tells him, "We'll get used to a new different. Things are going to be different." Guys, there's nothing wrong with change, a little bit of change in our lives. Amen? I know we get used to the routines. Trust me, I know. But sometimes wrenches get thrown in and sometimes things change up. And that's always okay. Look at what the people right there. And Peter, on his first sermon, he says, his closing words right there, look at what he says in 32 through 36. "God has raised this Jesus to life," right there. "For David did not ascend to heaven, and yet he said," the Lord said, 36 says, "Therefore let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah." He cuts straight to the point. Look at the people, the wounded and healed. Look at what they say. 37 right there. "When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, 'Brothers, what shall we do?' Peter replied, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'" What shall we do as God's people, as a church, moving forward? I ask you the question today that Peter asked them. What shall we do? We go to work is what we do. We reach out. We contact people. We let them know. Were you encouraged when you saw this church so full? You had to have been. You were excited. It did your heart good. You heard that closing song that they did. You had goosebumps leaving out of here. You were fired up. You had to have been. It was the Holy Spirit that was sitting in here with us. You have to recognize that. If you're in this audience today and you have not accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you do that today. You don't walk out. You do that today. You do that now. When we have our invitation at the end, you come forward. You pour your heart out. You ain't got to pray with me. I can get Leslie up here. I can get James up here. I can get Alvin up here. I can get whoever you want up here. And you can pray with them and you can talk to them about what's on your heart. The worst thing that we do is we let those different things that I talked about last week, the guilt, the shame, the pride, they separate us from Christ is what they do. They draw wedges in. Guess what, guys? That's Satan. That's all that is. That's driving a wedge in between you and your Lord and Savior. That's all that's happening. You think about that and take that to heart, because that's what's happening. Anything, sin, separates us from Christ. You know how much, and I shared this with Tanya a little bit, but sometimes y'all wonder why I sweat and stuff. It's the pressure. It is, of being up here trying to do your best for God. I carry that all week is what I do. I do. You think I want to let you down? Do you think I want to let Jesus down? You think about those things and what your relationships mean to him, your walk, because like I quoted our first in this sermon, we're all ministers for Christ. I'm just the one standing up here. Each and every one of us is ministers. You think about that. You hadn't joined this church, be part of our family, you ought to do it today. The memberships are free the last time I checked. We don't even charge, right, Benny? I mean, come on. But if you've already accepted Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and you're sitting here today, guess what? We go to work is what we do. We go to work. We don't lose our head of steam. We keep chugging along. Y'all remember that little book as a kid? I think I can, I think I can. Well, guess what? We can. We can keep moving forward for Jesus. Think about that. Look at what he says right there. He says, I done lost my place. They were cut to the heart, brothers and sisters. Pick it up at 38 right there. Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and for children and for all who are far off, for all whom call out God, for all whom the Lord our God will call. With many other words, he warned them and pleaded with them, save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. 3,000 people. Could you imagine 3,000 baptisms? Oh my goodness, what it would be like. We'd have to just get a pool out in the parking lot and be just dunking people. But oh, what a glorious day it would be. Think about that. When we go to work, when we do our part for Jesus, what happens? We get excited. The word of God spread. Trey said it. You won't inquire everybody who wants to hear about Jesus. You won't. That's part of it. Guess what God's word tells us, though? Knock the dust off your feet and keep walking. That's exactly what you don't let it stop you, and you don't let it slow you down. Just like he said, it can discourage you. Don't you let it. You keep moving forward for Jesus. If there's something in your life that's separating you from Christ, though, leave it at this altar today is what I tell you. Leave it here. Don't you walk out the door with it. After they, so many were added, look at what he says right there in 42 through 47. Look at the dawning of the new church. If it hasn't occurred to any of you, we're getting a brand new start with our church. We are. That's the truth. We've been shut down. Everything's been different. We know that God's been in control the entire time, but it's given us a chance to reevaluate some things and rethink about how we serve Jesus in our regular corporate worship. It's given us a chance. It has. We want to go to work. We want to follow that lead. We want to keep going. Look at what he says. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, 42, and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together. They had everything in common. They sold property, possessions, and given to anyone who had need. Every day they continued together in the temple courts. They broke bread. They ate together with glad and sincere hearts. 47, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. What stops us from going all in? Are you ready to push your chips to the center of the table and say, I'm in. I'm ready to do this for Jesus. I'm ready. We have places that where people can serve and where people can do exactly where they can help and where they can lead. Marlon's got a whole list of Sunday school classes that need help. Where's your spot to glorify God? Where's your spot? Because today, Otago Baptist, we want to be all in, amen? All in to what God has in store for us for the next segment, the next section, the next step. Whatever that case may be, until our Lord and Savior comes back, we're going to keep on praising God every day and every way. Amen? We're going to keep moving forward. We're going to go to work. We're going to press forward with exactly what God wants us to do. And that is to glorify His name. That's to spread His message to the ends of the earth and to everywhere. You talk to people about Jesus at work all the time. I know Trey does. He gives examples every week of what it's like to be out there on the road. I witness all the time to people. I tell people about Jesus. I put up Jesus build, Jesus rocks in my windows at work. I let people know the only reason I'm standing here today is because of what Jesus Christ has done for me. That's what He has done for me. As our church, as we move forward, we go to work. Go all in with me is what I ask. Pray about where God would have you serve and what you could do. Ask Him to show you where you'd like to, where He would like for you to be. Let's close today. Father God, we just come before You, Lord, and Lord, say thank You for Your Son, Jesus. Lord, the example, the Bible, Father God, Your word that we have. We know, Lord, that You lifted Peter up. You made them, they were bold. They had courage, Father God. We ask, Lord, for the same thing, as that's how we want to be, Lord, in winning people over for You. Lord, let us see the difference in our lives, Father God. Let us always be found, Lord, being kind and compassionate and loving to others. We see what happens, Lord, when the other church, when they come together, You multiply, You add their numbers, Father God. Whatever plans You have for our church, Lord, may we be found always looking up towards You. That, Lord, everything that we do, we just want to glorify You, Lord. Whether 1, 100, whatever, Father God, comes through the door, Lord, that we will be together in one accord, always with our eyes on You. Lord, You bless our time together. Bless our music, Father God. Thank You, Lord. Forgive us of our sins. When we fail You, Father, when we fall short, may we always be found being all in, Lord, for You. Lord, we love You and we thank You. And these things I ask in Your name. Amen. Now, remember what I said. Leslie's going to have our hymn of invitation. Miss Kay's going to come up. And if God has laid something on your heart this morning, or maybe you just need to pray at the altar, whatever that case may be, maybe you need to accept Christ as your personal Lord and Savior for the first time. Maybe you want to join the church. Whatever the case may be, come. Do it now. Do it today. Everybody stand. Leslie, what you got?
Take the name of Jesus with you.
Jesus with you.
Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give.
Fixed us up.
Thankful for all the help. Amen.
Thank you, thank you.